leading you up to first pitch. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
How's it going, everybody? Hope you're having a very good morning thus far, because it's about to get just a little bit better. Sam Jelinek here with you. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Shorebirds opening up a six-game set with the Fredericksburg Nationals here from Purdue Stadium following a phenomenal Sunday matinee against Salem, where the Shorebirds not only avoided a sweep against the Red Sox, but they did it in walk-off style with Isaac Baloney providing a three-run homer in the 11th inning. Shorebirds down to their final out. Baloney saves the day, and the Birds win it on Sunday 8-7. Let's walk it back to Sunday, talk about that game just a little bit, because we're still riding the emotional high from that ball game. Shorebirds took an early lead. They were up 3-2, expanded it to 4-2. Creed Willems with an RBI triple, a two-run homer, his first of both of those in his career to this point. Salem, though, tied it with two in the eighth, took the lead in the ninth, 5-4. But then in the bottom of the ninth, the Shorebirds got an RBI double from Isaac Baloney, the first of his two heroic moments on the afternoon. And then we went into extras. Both teams went scoreless in the 10th. Salem pushed two across in the 11th, though, and the Shorebirds trailed 7-5 going into the bottom of the 11th. They had two on, two outs. Isaac Baloney had a 3-0 count, and he let it rip, connecting for his fourth homer of the season, the Shorebirds' first walk-off of the year, their first three-run homer of the year. Snapped a six-game losing streak, helped them avoid what would have been their first six-game sweep in franchise history, and got Delmarva 10-23 in the season. Fredericksburg at 19-13 coming into today, right now leading the Northern Division. Shorebirds 9.5 games back of them. Fred Nats just wrapped up what turned into an 8-game homestand thanks to a good deal of rain the weekend prior against Lynchburg. They split 4-4 during that homestand. They swept Lynchburg in the two games, but then dropped 4 out of 6 to Kannapolis, including a 5-4 loss on Sunday, where they blew a 5-2 lead. So the Fred Nats, although still leading the division, have currently cooled off a good deal from the start of their season, including when they took 2 out of 3 from Delmarva to open the season. We'll go ahead, take a break, and on the other side, naturally, we will have the man of the hour, the man probably of the week, one Isaac Baloney, the walk-off hero from Sunday. We'll talk to him on the other side of this break here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, where we are joined by the star of Sunday, the walk-off man himself, one Isaac Baloney. Isaac, we were talking about it right before we started this interview. You come up to the plate, winning run, get to a 3-0 count, and for the most part of this season, most guys have taken 3-0. But that takes a little bit of guts to take a rip in a 3-0 count where, you know, two outs, you're the deciding man. That's a lot of confidence there. What was that moment like?
It was like incredible. Like when I stepped on the home plate, I know he was running away from me, but I was like ready for that pick, for that to the third base coach, and he showed me, like, you know, he put it like he threw it right there, like just make damage, and I know I was the man of the game, so I did it.
And like you said, you were the man of the hour. In the ninth inning, you come up with the tying run at first and one out, and you come through with a game-tying double. Are you somebody who thrives and likes those clutch kind of moments, who can rise to the occasion?
Nah, I'm not sure of that.
So you're a little bit more reserved. You like, you know, to do your damage a little bit more in the quiet. But when those big moments come, what do you kind of say or think to yourself to help you calm down, knowing that those moments are big?
Look, and like in moments like that, I'm just trying like to talk to myself, be confident there. And I always think like in a positive side, like I know I can do the thing, so I just do it.
And the home run in the 11th, once I found out the distance, it was 430 feet. Did you know it off the bat?
Like, as soon as I hit it, I know it's gone. I know it's gone.
And I loved the celebration at the end. How much did it mean to you? Especially, you know, you guys are on a losing streak, and this is a group that you've been with for working now on 4 years. To get that kind of moment together must have just been so exciting.
To be honest, like, as soon as I see, like, all my teammates and everybody here was, like, enjoying so much that moment, I feel, like, so good. I feel more good, like, for them and not me, because I'm doing, like, all this for the team.
And when you're rounding third base and you look into the dugout and you see everybody at home plate, had you already made up your mind on what you were going to do when you were going to jump into the pile? Like, because I saw you knock the helmet off. Did you have that pre-planned?
Like, I didn't think about it, but as soon as I was getting close, I was like, I have to do it. I was so excited. I didn't even think, like, what I was, like, supposed to do there. But it was awesome.
And just to take a step back from, you know, your game on Sunday, you are 3-for-5, you drive in 5 runs. You're playing really well. First exposure outside of the Florida complex. Just what's it been like here for the first couple of months, or first month plus now, to be able to, you know, hit the ground and play pretty well here with the Shorebirds?
Like, I feel like this year is going to be, like, an interesting year for me. It's a little bit, like, a little of different things from the last year, you know. New people, things get a little bit harder, but it's going to be okay.
And one thing I kind of have to remind myself of is, even though you've been with the Orioles organization since 2018, you're still just 20 years old.
Yeah.
Do you kind of sometimes look around and you're like, man, like, I'm still pretty young?
Yeah, I think about that, like, almost all the time. I just remember when I signed and I was in DR. And, like, time passed fast. Look where I am right now. And I know there's a lot of things coming.
Well, Isaac, congratulations on the walk-off on Sunday. Maybe it'll kick off a great week here for the Shorebirds, and thanks for your time here today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. To take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting them, or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show here, just approaching the 11 o'clock hour on the Eastern Shore. Sam Jelinek with you, getting you set for the series opener between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Get you those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups here before we take one more break, and then on the other side we'll have first pitch for the Fred Nats, managed in his first season here in Fredericksburg. It is one Jake Lowry, former JMU star, leading the helm for the Fred Nats. Leading off for Fredericksburg, it's Jacob Young. He's in right field. Jeremy De La Rosa is in center, hitting second. Brady House, last year's first-round pick for the Nationals, bats third, playing shortstop. Brandon Bossier, the first baseman, bats fourth. Leandro Emiliani, the DH, bats fifth. Sammy Infante, league-leading home run guy right now, currently 7 on the season for him. T.J. White out in left field. He'll hit seventh.
Jake Sullivan, the catcher, hits eighth. Yandel Pena, the second baseman, bats ninth, rounding it out for Dustin Sines on the mound for the Fred Nats. For the Shorebirds and their first-year manager, Felipe Rojas Jr., Luis Valdez is in center field to kick it off. Noel Bert Romero, the second baseman, hits second. Daryl Hernandez, the third baseman, bats third. Isaac Baloney, our pregame guest and hero from Sunday, is the cleanup man. He'll play right. Isaac De Leon, the shortstop, bats fifth. Trendon Craig in left field bats sixth. Batting seventh, it's Ryan Higgins. He'll play first base. Freed Willems does the catching, hitting eighth. And Michael Desone is the DH, batting ninth for Ryan Long on the hill for Delmarva. Your pitching matchup, Ryan Long for the Shorebirds. He is 0-1 with a 3.57 ERA. Dustin Sines on the hill for the Fred Nats. He is 2-0 with a 3.71 ERA. So it should be a pretty solid pitching matchup here on this Tuesday morning into the afternoon. Last Tuesday morning against Salem, Shorebirds lost 1-0. That was some great pitching. We'll see whether or not that bubbles up here again to start out this week. Obviously, as opposed to last year between these Nationals and Shorebirds, Shorebirds pummeled the Nationals last year, taking 25 out of 36, had a six-game sweep, not once but twice, once on the road at Fredericksburg, which opened up the Fred Nats' new ballpark, now Virginia Credit Union Stadium. The Shorebirds opened it up with quite a beatdown and ended up taking 25 wins on the season. But now this year, Nationals took two out of the first three. Quite frankly, it probably should have been a clean sweep. But on opening night, Shorebirds managed to come back in a wild game, which we'll talk about a little bit later into this contest. But Fredericksburg now leading the Northern Division. Shorebirds dead last, 9.5 games back. They are 10-23. While Fredericksburg at 19-13 themselves, like we said, they've cooled down a little bit, but the place where they've been at their best currently is on the road. They are 10-4 on the road, 9-9 at home, so they are very comfortable playing away from friendly confines, while the Shorebirds have been atrocious at home. Prior to Sunday's win, they had lost 10 straight games here at Purdue Stadium. They are just 3-12 on the year here in their home ballpark. But like we said, maybe Sunday a turning point. It's hard to try to place that kind of emphasis on that kind of moment, but that's how big it was. Shorebirds hadn't had a big comeback like that this season, and maybe that's what spurs them on here to a nice little winning streak and just maybe turning their season around in general. Shorebirds have taken the field, so we'll go ahead, take one more break, and on the other side, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the some prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland, where it's time for Game 1 between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Delmarva Shorebirds here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Sam Jelinek with you as the Shorebirds and Fred Nats tango for their second series of the season. Shorebirds at 10-23 overall, Fredericksburg at 19-13 right now, leading the Carolina League Northern Division. Ryan Long's on the hill for the Shorebirds, getting the start here on this education day, so it will be quite a bit of crowd noise with a bunch of kids in the ballpark bringing all the energy they can here on this early start. Behind Long defensively, this is how the Shorebirds line it up. It's Trenton Craig in left, Luis Valdez in center, Isaac Baloney in right. Daryl Hernandez is at third. At shortstop, it's Isaac De Leon. Noel Bert Romero's at second. Ryan Higgins at first. And Creed Willems does the catching for Ryan Long. Ryan making will be in tandem with Dan Hammer, as always. The two flip-flopping from last time out when Hammer started on the 11th here at home against Salem last Wednesday. Long is 0-1 on the season with a 3.57 ERA, as he has been nothing if not consistent in a very strange way here this season. Ryan, 6'6", 240 pounds, 22 years old, out of Woodlandville, Washington, just out of Seattle. Drafted in the 17th round last year out of Pomona Pitzer. And like we said, pitched last Wednesday against Salem and threw really well in relief. Four shutout innings. Walked three, allowed three hits, struck out three. Best outing of the season, tied his second longest as well. And what we mean by the consistency factor for Ryan is, even though he hasn't been able to work deep into some games, he hasn't allowed more than two earned runs in any contest this season. He did get hit for three against Columbia, but that was just one earned. So we'll see what he's got here today. That start against Columbia was his most recent one, when he went just two-thirds of an inning, allowing three runs, one earned, on three walks, a strikeout, and a hit. Leading it off for the Fred Nats, it's Jacob Young. Hits from the right side. The first pitch from Long is a fastball in the outside corner at 92, and we're underway here on Tuesday morning at 11:07. Mid-70s at first pitch, barely a cloud in the sky, 0-1. Breaking ball cut on and missed, and Long quickly ahead on Young, 0-2. Young, seventh rounder out of Florida last year, hitting 230, 639 OPS. Long from the first base side of the rubber, high black socks into his wind, the 0-2. And breaking ball is fouled back up into the sweet level. We stay at 0-2. Ryan, a five-pitch mix, fastball, changeup, slider, curveball, and cutter. Make the ball move every which direction, change speeds up and down. 0-2 on Young. Outfield shades him the other way, infield straight up. Long a pause into his wind, the 0-2. Fastball down the middle, called strike three. And Young done away with on four pitches to open the ball game. Nice start for Long, whose strikeout numbers have four over his past two outings, while prior to that, he had 13 over his past eight innings. Brings up Jeremy De La Rosa, one out, nobody on. De La Rosa, left-handed batter, the first pitch. Fastball misses outside, and Long misses the zone for the first time today. De La Rosa hitting 317, 943 OPS, six homers, 30 driven in. 1-0. Fastball misses outside, 2-0. Calling balls and strikes here today, it's a new crew this week. Jalen Goodman behind the dish, Charlie Willing down the first base line. 2-0 on De La Rosa, who is a far cry from the numbers that he put up last year when he spent all season with the Fred Nats. 2-0. Fastball upstairs for ball three. Last year he hit just 209, a 595 OPS. He struck out 122 times in 87 games. This year, it's been exceptional. 3-0. He takes a rip and skies one out to left center. Valdez comes in, now racing back, still going back. It's over his head and it one hops off the wall. A terrible read by Valdez in center. He came in on that baseball. It ended up hitting on the warning track in deep left center. Dropped in over his head, and it's a two-base hit for Jeremy De La Rosa. And Valdez talking with Trenton Craig in left about what that ball did to him. Valdez just froze. There's not much wind, if any, right now. So that was just a poor read from Valdez in center. Now to cut Luis some slack, he is a natural infielder. He's still getting used to the outfield. But that was just as bad of a jump as you can get. Brings up Brady Houseman at second, 1-0. Long from the stretch for the first time, fires home. And House takes a breaking ball outside for ball one. House recently activated off the 7-day IL, had an 8-day stint on there. Good start for him, 2 homers, 25 driven in, .323 average, .859 OPS for the first rounder last year. 1-0, fastball runs in for ball two. And the funny thing is, talking with Fred Nats broadcaster Joey Zanaboni, first two games, House came back, he got hit twice in the first game and once the game after. That's when you think you're in the clear, suddenly you're back in the line of fire. De La Rosa at second after his double. One out, 2-0 on House. Long has to be careful. The pitch. And House swings and hits a flare out into shallow right center. That drops in for a base hit. De La Rosa froze at second and now advances just up to third. So House a base hit. And there's men at the corners with one away. De La Rosa wanted to make sure that ball dropped in. Romero, second baseman, was backing up on it. So he's unable to score on the play, but it puts men at first and third for Brandon Bossier and just one out. Bossier hitting .247, .754 OPS. One homer, 14 driven in, left-handed batter. Long fiddles the ball behind his back. House a strong lead from first. Middle infield at double play depth, the pitch. And Bossier swings and foul tips it. Held onto by Willems for strike one. So no balls and one strike on Bossier. Shorebirds in their home whites here on Tuesday morning. Way too hot to wear the black. Long holds, now the 0-1. And Bossier sprays it out of play, third base side, 0-2. Fred Nats in the road gray. Fred Nats in red across the front. Shorebirds with Shorebirds across their own front. Should say Fredericksburg across the front for the Fred Nats. 0-2, here it comes. And Bossier tattoos it to straightaway center. Valdez backing up. He's got it lined up, makes the catch. De La Rosa tags from third and comes in to score without a play. As Long left that 0-2 pitch a little bit over the heart of the plate, Bossier able to sting it to center for a sac fly and RBI, and Fredericksburg leads 1-0 here in the first. Get him on, get him over, get him in. And Fredericksburg with the early lead brings up Leandro Emiliani. House still at first, two out. 15th RBI of the season for Bossier. Long the high set. Takes a couple peeks at first. Ani pushed off the plate with a fastball up and in, 1-0. Long, a self-proclaimed early riser, actually likes pitching in these early games. Makes one of us, 1-0. Fastball on the inside corner, 1-1. Can't say the 11:05 start is a broadcaster's dream, but we're here, we're awake, we're doing it. Emiliani hitting .242 on the season, 4 homers, 18 RBIs, .894 OPS, thanks to 6 doubles and a triple. The pitch, fastball again, misses in. Emiliani jackknifes out of the way, 2-1. It's 1-0 for Ed Nats, top of the first. They still have House at first base and 2 outs. Brandon Bossier, a sack fly, gets the scoring started. Shorebirds trailed virtually every inning last week against Salem. They didn't hold a lead until the 5th game. 2-1, fastball is down and in for ball three. And even in that 5th game, they lost the lead in the next half inning. They didn't hold a lead for multiple innings until Sunday, when they led 4-2 from, or rather 3-2, 3-1, Emiliani, big swing and a miss, counts full. They led 3-2 after the third, all the way up until the 8th, when Salem tied it up at 4. Full count, House at first, we got a head jump. Emiliani, open stance, good squat at the knees, the 3-2, runner goes, and Emiliani, a tapper towards the hole left side, hits the lip of the grass, and scoots on into left, House around second, headed to third, and he's in ahead of the throw without a slide. Base hit for Emiliani, seeing eye single, finds the 5.5 hole. And there's men at the corners again, now with two away. 3 hits today already matches the 3 that Long gave up in 4 scoreless innings against Salem last time out. Long hasn't given up more than 4 hits in any one game this season. Sammy Infante, the batter, in the first pitch. Breaking ball misses high for ball one. Infante league leader in homers right now with 7. Daryl Hernandez with Jeremy De La Rosa, his own teammate. Fonte hitting 232, 806 OPS. The pitch. Tries to check his swing. Fastball up. They'll appeal to second and no swing. So hitters count for Infante, who can really break this game open early. Men at the corners, 2 outs. Long trying to grind through this first inning. The pitch. Good fastball spotted up on the outside corner. 2-1. Long at 23 pitches right now. That's what did him in against Columbia. Obviously, the 3 walks weren't helping, but by the time Long came out of the inning, he had thrown 40 pitches. 2-1, Infante rips one out to left, but it's right at Trendon Craig, who makes the catch without having to move for the final out of the inning. Long strands to a board, but the Fred Nats get one on the sack fly for Brandon Bossier. And we're on to the home half of the first. It's the Fred Nats 1, and the Shorebirds coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Your little league team wants to take the field for the Belmont Shorebirds. Seconds to the available game. The team will be in the Shorebirds starting right up to that team's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field in the Shorebirds for the national anthem. Shorebirds demand to book the team's date as there is limited availability for the little leaguer to take the field for Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-1212 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats today and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the first here from Salisbury. It's already 1-0 Fredericksburg on a Brandon Bossier sacrifice fly. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds coming to bat against Dustin Sines for the first time. The southpaw for the Fred Nats, 2-0 with a 3.71 ERA on the season. So far, 26 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 31, walked just 6. 11 runs all earned, 28 hits, given up 2 homers. One of them to the Shorebirds and Noel Burt Romero. Luis Valdez digs in from the right side to lead it off, and the first pitch from Sines is popped in the air to shallow right. Second baseman Pena on out, and he puts it away with ease for the first out for Dusty Sines on just 1 pitch. Sines faced the Shorebirds back during the first series of the season, April 9th. It was a weird outing for Sines. He's had a couple of weird ones against the Birds. 5'11", 197, southpaw. Third base side of the rubber. He works into his wind. In the first pitch, Noel Burt Romero was in for a strike. He gave up 3 runs on 6 hits in 4 2/3 innings, but struck out 8 and walked just 1. 0-1. Romero takes at the knees outside corner. It's 0-2. Give up a 2-run homer. 2, Romero currently out at the plate. Noel Burt now with 3 homers on the season. Left on right matchup, the 0-2. Romero swings and misses, and 4 pitches into his first. Dustin Sines has 2 outs. Making easy work of it. Get the defense real quick here for the Fred Nats. It's T.J. White in left, Jeremy De La Rosa in center, Jacob Young in right, Sammy Infantes at third, Brady House at short, beyond Del Pena at second. Brandon Bossier is at first, and Jake Sullivan does the catching. Hayes tries to check his swing, but he went around, and he knew it for strike one. Darryl hitting 278 on the season, 865 OPS, 6 homers, 22 driven in. Winding the pitch. Hernandez, a cue ball off the end of the bat, bounces off the Fred Nats dugout first base side, and it's 0-2. Sines 6 pitches, 6 strikes on the verge of a 1-2-3 inning. Stretches his arms to the sky. Now into his wind, 0-2. And Hernandez tries to check his swing again, but chases down and away. Changeup fooled him, and Dustin Symes, 7 pitches, 7 strikes, and a 1-2-3 first here from Purdue Stadium. We go to the second. Shorebirds down 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specially altered identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Folks Diamonds State Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great team that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the second, Shorebirds down 1-0 to the Fred Nats. Frederick's been bossy here, and Ryan Long back to work, looking for 1-2-3 inning against the bottom of the order for the Nationals. TJ White leads it off, 7-8-9. Switch hitter bats from the left side, holds his hands low, slightly open stance. Long into his full wind, the pitch, and White takes down low for ball one. Long's fastball command kind of eluding him here at the start of this game, along with such an expansive repertoire, sometimes it'll take him 30 to 40 pitches to feel out what's really working for him today. 1-0, White swings and misses, back foot slider or the cutter there, 1-1. Last time out against Salem, it was the fastball. Before that, against Columbia, he didn't have that command. And against Augusta, it was the fastball as well, 1-1. White lines it into left center field. That's down for a base hit. Craig over towards the gap, cuts it off. Left fielder fires it in. White on his way to second. Here's the relay throw. It is not in time. Just a hustle double from TJ White as he saw the Shorebird little lax on the throw back into the infield. Craig throwing it into De Leon, who had his back turned to the infield, then had to spin and fire it to Romero at second. And TJ White able to sprint in with a two base hit. Shorebirds not fully awake here in the early start. TJ White takes advantage. His fifth double of the year. That has some heady base running from just an 18-year-old. So he's out at second for Jake Sullivan, the catcher. Right-handed batter in the first pitch heaters on the outside corner for strike one. Sullivan hitting just a .174, 513 OPS, no homers, 2 driven in. Undrafted free agent out of USF last year. Long letter high set, the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and fouled back just to my right. And it's 0-2. Long had to grit and grind through his last start against Salem. 4 scoreless innings didn't come easy. Ended up stranding 6 runners on. 3 hits, 3 walks. 0-2 on its way. Swung on, foul tip, held on to by Willems. And Long with his second strikeout of the game. Gets the first out here in the second with White still out at second. Brings up Viondel Pena, maybe the most dangerous. He's got White out at second. 1 out, top of the second. It's 1-0 Fredericksburg. Pena hitting .317 in 24 games. 3 homers, 15 driven in. The pitch. Fastball tails away for ball one. Pena switch hitter, bats from the left side here. 912 OPS. And Pena, another one of those guys who played a lot for the Fred Nats last year. Didn't have a whole lot of success, but back in his second go-around. 1-0, swing and a miss, chased outside. And the count even at 1 has found a good deal of success. And talking with scouts last week about the Shorebirds team, you can apply it to the Fred Nats as well, that this is something we might have to get more accustomed to 1-1. Slow breaking ball on the inside corner at 72. Ball and two strikes. It is without the short season leagues. You'll see guys getting their first exposure out of the FCL or Arizona Complex League at 18, 19 years old, and they might really struggle that first year. 1-2. Swung on, foul tipped, held on to again by Willems, and Long with back-to-back strikeouts following White's double. Now two outs, White still at second in the top of the order, and Jacob Young comes to the plate. But we might see some of the guys here with the Shorebirds this year come for another go-around last year and run rampant across the league, just like Jeremy De La Rosa, Yandel Pena, and Leandro Emiliani are doing. Young punched out looking his first time up. Pitch home from Long is fouled out of play. First base side for strike one. Fred Nats already with four hits here in the second. Long hasn't walked anybody. It's been around the zone, maybe a little bit too much. Right now at 35 pitches. Young right-handed batter, square stance. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball 93. That's the best velo we've seen from Long here today. It's 0-2. Ryan can get it up there 95-96 at times. Not consistently, almost more sit. 91-93. Second after his leadoff double. The 0-2. And Young strokes one in the air to straightaway center. Valdez already playing deep. Gets chased back to the warning track, but makes the catch for the final out here in the second. Long works around the leadoff double, and we're on to the bottom of the second. Fred Nats still up 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Must we suddenly love everything?
Nice! I love this song! I love these nachos. I love our kickball league! Oh! I love this guy! What's your name? You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real money?
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Bottom of the second here from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds trailing Fred Nats 1-0. Delmarva trying to start something of a winning streak. One back on Sunday. Walk-off three-run homer by the man who will lead off the second, Isaac Bologna. 4-5-6 against Dustin Sines. Bologna batting from the left side, the switch hitter against the southpaw, who has been taking all his at-bats against lefties, left on left, for about 5 weeks running now. Sines misses down low for ball one to open the AB. First pitch out of the zone for Sines here. He takes inside, nearly got him. 2-0. So Sines threw his first seven pitches for strikes, has missed on his first two here in the second. Bologna basically setting every new high this year for the Shorebirds. 2-0, breaking ball outside for ball three. Back on Sunday, most extra base hits, three. Most RBIs, five. Tied it with doubles, two. Now four homers, 20 driven in, 804 OPS. The 3-0 takes inside, ball four. Sines can't find the zone on him, and he walks him to begin the second. It's been very strange when Bologna's been hitting from the left side. He has been walked more often than when he has right on left matchups. Small sample size, kind of fluky thing. Just something to take note of. Brings up Isaac De Leon, the shortstop. Man at first, nobody out. Sines from the stretch for the first time, and De Leon strokes it on the ground right at the second baseman. Pena flips to second, one house over to first. That's a 4-6-3 double play. And as quickly as Isaac Bologna was on base, he has wiped off, and there's two outs here in the second. Can't get much more of a tailor-made double play ball than that. Now it's hit right at Pena. A little half shuffle towards the second base bag. Easy flip to House. Now two out, nobody on. Five pitches into the second. Trenton Craig, the batter. Right-handed stick in the first pitch. He swings and foul tips it at the plate. Got off the catcher Sullivan. And home plate umpire Jalen Goodman will walk the ball out to the mound to give his fellow masked comrade a second to recuperate. Two outs, base is clear. It's 1-0 Fredericksburg, bomb in the second. Shorebirds getting their first base runner and then having him promptly kicked off the base paths. 0-1. Change up in the dirt, bounces to the backstop, 1-1. Craig trying to regain his form from his first game with Delmarva last Tuesday in that day game against Salem. He went 1-for-2, 2 walks, stole 2 bases. Since then, he's actually gone hitless. 1-1. Tries to check his swing, but went around with the changeup down and away. Craig, right-handed batter, 20th round pick out of Lewisburg College last year. Signs the windup, here it comes. And Craig lays off the changeup this time. Down and away, 2-2. Signs 4-pitch mix, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. Will really lean heavy on that change piece. 2-2. Fastball bounces in, and the count's full. Shorebirds down 1-0, bottom of the second. Two out, nobody on. Craig trying to extend the frame for Ryan Higgins on deck. Signs, kicks, and throws, and the fastball bounces in, ball 4. Second walk of the inning for Signs with a double play ball sandwiched in between. And that allows Ryan Higgins to hit here in the inning. Higgins playing first base here today. Played the final couple of games of the series last week out in the outfield. Switches back to first today. Right-handed batter, the pitch home. Fastball swung on and popped foul out of play. And it's 0-1. Higgins hitting 165 in the season, 565 OPS. Craig a short lead at first. Signs, fires home. And Higgins lays off a heater down and away, 1-1. Ryan, 1 homer, 11 driven in. Signs, letter high set. Throws over to first, and he's got Craig picked off. The throw to second, and Craig tries to swim around the tag, but House drops it on him, or Pena drops it on him, rather. And on the 3-4 pickoff, the inning is over. Signs ends up facing the minimum in a roundabout way, and we go to the third. Shorebirds trail it 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball.
Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend at Cooper Saturday is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Yeah.
top of the third. Shorebirds down 1-0 here against the Nationals. Jeremy De La Rosa leads it off for the Fred Nats. He doubled and came in to score in the first. Right now the game's only run. Brian Long back to work, his first pitch of the inning. De La Rosa checks his swing. Fastball misses outside for ball one. Dustin Sines with one of the weirdest, technically 1-2-3 innings, if you want to call it that, in the second. Face the minimum, 1-0. De La Rosa, big swing and a miss. Ends up losing the bottom hand on his bat. 1-1. Sines walks two, but off. Have him face just three batters in the inning. 1-1. Fastball misses down low for ball two. De La Rosa's double to center had Valdez kind of turned around on it. He started in. 2-1. Heater downstairs for ball three. And by the time Valdez recovered, the ball was over his head. Now this time, Luis, and since De La Rosa's double, Valdez has been playing very deep in center. 3-1. De La Rosa pounds it out of play. Third base side. Counts full. High red socks for De La Rosa. White rings around the top of them. Long the windup and the payoff pitch. De La Rosa off the thumbs, squibs it foul down the third baseline. And the count remains full. Long wearing three quarters black sleeves and one thing that's actually hidden under the right sleeve. 3-2 pitch. Fastball off the hands again. Long deflects it on the mound out towards second. Bare hand pickup by Romero. Throw to first. Higgins can't hang on. And it'll be an infield single for Jeremy De La Rosa. Long nearly caught it himself on the soft liner. Back up the middle. Redirected it right to Romero, who had to go with the bare hand. But Higgins couldn't hold on to the throw. Not sure it would have gotten De La Rosa anyways. And he's aboard with the second hit of the game. Anyways, Long, under his right three-quarter sleeve, wears something that kind of looks like a very thin wristband. It's up around his elbow. And what it actually is a throw counter. Sounds pretty simplistic, but it's something created by Driveline. Might have heard of them. Ryan works with them in the offseason. First pitch, Brady House. Slider up and away for ball one. House singled his first time up. 1-0 Fred Nats, top of the third. And at first, nobody out. And this counts how many times Ryan throws a baseball on any given day. Throw over to first, and De La Rosa back in with a dive. But not only that, it measures the amount of strain and it is put in your arm, the amount you exert with your arm on that given day, so you can better track how much you're actually putting on your body. 1-0, soft liner to third. Hernandez grabs it, throws back across the diamond, not in time, and De La Rosa belly flops back to the bag. So House lines out, first out of the inning. De La Rosa safe at first, though. There's one away, and Brandon Bossier comes to the plate. Sack fly and RBI his first time up, open the scoring. Fred Nat still lead 1-0 by that sack fly here in the third. Boss here from the left side. Long crossfire set. Here's the pitch. De La Rosa runs. Fastball misses low. The throw to second is not in time. De Leon came across the bag, tried to apply the tag on his way by. And I think he ended up getting De La Rosa on the leg when De La Rosa's hand was already on the base. So it's a stolen base for De La Rosa. That is his 10th of the season. So a 1-0 count on Bossier. Man in scoring position, one out, the pitch home. Fastball on the outer black, 1-1. But Ryan is much into anything that can help him as a pitcher understand his body better. The more data, the better. And Ryan uses that armband all the time. 1-1. Misses outside, 2-1. Not even just on the days where he is actually pitching. Where is it on the days where he's just doing side sessions or maybe even days where he's not even throwing a bullpen? Just to keep tabs on how his arm is doing and make sure he's not overdoing it. 2-1 on Bossier. De Leon shadows the runner at second, slide step home, and Bossier stings one in the air, left center field. Craig racing back, center fielder Valdez reaches out, he can't get it, and it one hops up against the wall. De La Rosa racing around third, he'll score without a play, and Brandon Bossier with his second RBI of the day makes it 2-0 Fredericksburg. Even that ball as well, and I look back out the flag, still not moving in center. Craig took a bit of a circuitous route to it in the gap, ended up undercutting it, and the center fielder Valdez raced over top of him. Nearly made a sensational play on the run. Couldn't reel it in, though, and it's 2-0 Fredericksburg. Bossier with the two-base hit. Replaces De La Rosa out at second, and now Leandro Emiliani, the batter. First pitch. Late on the fastball, swings and misses for strike one. Emiliani open stance, hits from a deep crouch. Four homers, 18 driven in. 22 years old out of Columbia. The pitch. Waits back in the breaking ball and lofts it foul into the berm third base side. It's 0-2. On deck, Sammy Infante. Long has now given up six hits here in the game. That is a season high, also a career high. Pitch, fastball misses outside. It's 1-2. Bossier at second takes a look at the outfielders, sees how deep they're playing. 1-2. Emiliani foul tips it. Willems can't hold on this time, and instead 1-2. And like I said, Valdez is playing so deep in center. He can't be more than 15 to 20 feet in front of the warning track. And that's a far cry from Bologna in right, who's playing a little bit shallower, and Craig in left now playing deep as well. 1-2. Fastball fouled back. Emiliani stays alive. So Frednat's offense, which is currently pacing the league, one of the best teams by average and by runs scored. Long to the high set, looks out at second. 1-2. And Emiliani chops it on the ground towards the hole. Higgins will flip to Long, covering at the bag to record the out. Bossier advances to third. And with two away, he's there for Sammy Infante. It's nice to see how confident Ryan Higgins has been at first base, given them a limited number of starts. He knew immediately that was his ball to flag down, not Romero, the second baseman. Strong flip, easy play. Now a man at third, two outs. It's 2-0 Fredericksburg here in the third on Bossier's RBI double. Frednats, the only team in the Carolina League. First pitch to Infante, misses a touch high for ball one. That's hitting above 250. Shorebirds, stark contrast, only team hitting under 200 at a buck 97. Right on right matchup. Long, a long set, the pitch, and Infante fouls it back, 1-1. Fredericksburg is also the only team in the league to have crossed the 200-run threshold. And they are further beyond 200 runs at 218 than Myrtle Beach, currently in second, is to 200. They're at 190. The pitch, breaking ball misses high and away for ball two. The one pitch we haven't seen from Long too much today is the changeup. Must not have been feeling it out in the bullpen. Outfield shades Infante the other way. Kicking the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball, letter high. Infante swings through it. It's 2-2. Shorebirds down 2-0. Long trying to keep the deficit at just that. Pitch home. And Infante drives it the other way, but right at Bologna and right, couple steps back, puts the squeeze on it to retire the side here in the third. But Brandon Bossier, his second RBI of the game. RBI double, and we go to the bottom of the third. It's now Fredericksburg 2 and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2020 season with our 12-22 games. up for game nights and get so much more that you can choose a customized specific grade for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game day plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games in 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third, Shorebirds now trailing 2-0. Brandon Boss here, an RBI double. He's driven in both runs today for the Fred Nats, and Dustin Sines back to work. He's faced the minimum through two. Ryan Higgins leads it off. Ryan was at the plate when Trenton Craig was picked off the first to end the second. In the first pitch home, Higgins swings and launches one high in the air out to shallow right. Right fielder Young comes in, stutters his feet, and makes the catch for the first down of the inning. Signs at just 21 pitches. Brings up Creed Willems. Willems bats from the left side against the signs into his wind. First pitch. Misses down low with the fastball for ball one. Sunday may be Willems' coming out party here on the season. First multi-hit game, went 2-for-4. Triple, a homer, three driven in, swings at the 1-0 and chops it foul over the first base dugout. 1-1. Drove in three. First career homer. Infield plays him to pull. Third baseman Infante way off the line. The 1-1. Creed tries to check his swing, but he went around. Breaking ball down. 1-2. Willems now in the season hitting 102, a 394 OPS. That's 5-for-49. Three of his five hits, extra base hits. 1-2. Curveball, one hop liner to first. Bossier picks it at his belt, races to the bag, and beats Willems there for the second out here in the third. So two out, nobody on. That brings up Michael Desone. Desone dropped to the nine hole here today. First time he's batted anything lower than sixth. Coming off a rough series against Salem, went 2-for-18. Now hitting 222 on the season. First pitch, heater bounces in for ball one. 544 OPS for the young Desone, still just 19. It's 2-0 Fredericksburg, bottom of the third. Signs, wheels and deals, and 1-0 misses outside, 2-0. Signs straddles the rubber on the third base side. Love in front of his face. Kicks and throws. This is high and away for ball three. Signs his control and has come in out during this game when you least expect it. Seven pitch first, walked two in the second but faced the minimum. Then here in the third, two quick outs. But now 3-0 on Desone, the nine hole hitter. The pitch. Desone takes on the outside corner, 3-1. Two out, nobody on. Infield plays Desone to pull. Second baseman Pena up the middle. The 3-1. And Desone does draw the walk now. Fastball down the dirt for ball four. Sines walks his third of the game. And the lineup flips the top. And Luis Valdez. Three walks today for Sines. Now half of his total coming into the season, or coming into today over the course of the season. He walked just six. Like we said, every time Sides pitches against the Shorebirds, it's always He always ends up throwing well, but it's always a weird outing. Valdez, switch hitter, bats right, first pitch. Fastball misses away for ball one. Valdez popped out to second on signs his first pitch of the game. He has DeSone at first, two outs. It's 2-0 Fred Nats, bottom of the third. Signs a long set, now the pitch. This is up and away for ball two. He ends up kind of falling off the mound to his glove side as he goes and kicks at the clay on his landing spot. Valdez, after a great road trip where he hit over 300, was just 2-for-22 last week. The pitch, fastball on the outside, black, 2-1. He's now trying to get back in stride. He wasn't striking out all that much, making a good deal of contact, but popping the ball up a lot. 2-1. Valdez swings and pops up another. Shallow right. Right fielder Young comes in, makes the call and the catch with one hand to retire the side here in the third. Shorebirds get a two-out walk. Strand him at first. And we're on to the fourth. It's Fredericksburg 2, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments is your plan to protect you and your loved ones from weather emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single-game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call your mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth here from Purdue Stadium. It's Fredericksburg 2 and Delmarva nothing. Sam Jelinek with you along for the ride here on this Tuesday morning. Just about to come the afternoon. Hope you're having a good lunch break, or maybe you're skipping work and just listening to this in the background while you snooze off. Ryan Long trying to bounce back from allowing a run in the third. Faces TJ White to begin the fourth. First pitch to White. Swung on and missed. Fastball up for strike one. White, a hustle double his first time up. Lined a ball to left. Saw the relay throw a little lackadaisical. And swipe second. The 0-1. Changeup misses outside. 1-1. White still just 18. Drafted last year out of high school. 1-1. 2-1. White switch hitter. Bats from the left side. Pitch home. Called strike, even though Willems, I don't know what happened there. That ended up kicking off his knee. And then about all the way to the Fred Nats dugout first base side. Lucky he still got the call. Counts even at two. White chokes up on the bat a little bit now. Black barrel, natural grain handle. Long, a pause into his windup. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by him upstairs. 94, best velo from Long here today. He's got four strikeouts on the morning. Ryan said he really likes using that pause, something that he's done for a couple of years now, especially when he's going to that fastball with two strikes. Obviously going from super slow, ramping it up to as fast as he can go. Jake Sullivan now the batter, and the first pitch slider is outside for ball one. Sullivan struck out his first time up. 7-8-9 here in the fourth Fred Nats. Long from the first base side, fires home and misses low with the fastball for ball two. Two-oh pitch. Sullivan swings and pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. That'll get out of play. 2-1. Obviously, here on this morning, not a whole lot of other baseball going on right now. Birdland. Nobody else gets going until 6:35 today when Norfolk is on the road at Charlotte. Well, that's been a good amount of murmuring in the Bird system, though, today. 2-1. Sullivan, a worm burner to short. De Leon surrounds it and throws to first to retire Sullivan for the second out of the inning. 6-3 on the putout. Many had thought that perhaps Adley Rutschman would debut today, or yesterday, for that matter, with the Orioles. And for Patrick Dorian's Instagram, he is in Charlotte with the team. Patrick Dorian, one of the infielders for the Tides, going out to lunch with him. Beyond Del Pena, the batter, switch hitter, takes outside for ball one. Two outs, nobody on. It's 2-0 for Red Nats here in the fourth. Pena from the left side. Long the windup and the pitch. And Pena tags one out to deep right field. Baloney racing back, gets it sized up, and makes the play on the run to retire Pena and end the fourth. Ryan Long with his first 1-2-3 inning of the game. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. Fredericksburg 2, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Prime Real Estate to host your next Blue Valley, or look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Birdie Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Let's take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Out of the fourth, Shorebirds in a 2-0 hole against the Nationals here on Tuesday morning. Sam Jelinek with you. Noel Bert Romero leads it off against Dustin Sines, who has coasted through the first three in the first pitch. Romero swings and misses at a changeup in the dirt for strike one. Just 34 pitches through the first three for Dustin Sines. The first base side or third base side of the rubber he deals, and Romero tries to lay down a bunt, but bunts it foul to the backstop for strike two. Thomas Girard has picked up a baseball out in the Bird's bullpen with his glove on. Right now he's not throwing, but we'll see whether or not he starts to loosen. Ryan Long has thrown the first four, giving up two runs on six hits. 0-2, Romero, a bouncer back to the mound, speared by Sines, takes his time, lobs it over the first, and retires Romero for the first out here in the fourth. Last time out for Sines, his only other start in May. He gave up two runs on five hits, struck out five, didn't walk anybody. That was against Kannapolis. First pitch to Daryl Hernandez. Daryl swings and launches one high in the air down the right field line, shallow. Right fielder Young comes scampering in and makes the catch, and there's quickly two away here in the fourth on just four pitches. Hernandez now 0 for 2. Brings up Isaac Baloney, who walked his first time up. Switch hitter stays from the left side. Like we've mentioned a couple of times, Baloney in this experiment, going left on left. First pitch, Sines finds the strike zone. Outside corner for strike one. Baloney just trying to test it out. He says he gets so few at-bats from the right side that keeping it sharp is difficult, even though that's his natural side. 0-1. Baloney swings through the breaking ball, and it's quickly 0-2. Sines a swipe of the dirt. Clampers back on top of the hill. It's 0-2 on Baloney. Two outs, nobody on in the fourth. 0-2. Baloney swings and misses. Can't connect on the breaking ball. And that does it for the Birds here in the fourth. Dustin Sines with a nup. Sends us along to the fifth. Shorebirds trail 2-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two under-reserved tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that can win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman in his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road to 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Top of the fifth, still 2-0 Fredericksburg. Shorebirds without a hit here for the first four against Dustin Sines. Not really anything closely resembling a hit either. Ryan Long comes back out for the fifth. Throwing the first four, giving up 2 runs on 6 hits. Hasn't walked anybody, struck out 4. Jacob Young, top of the order, leads it off. Right-handed batter in the first pitch from the righty on the hill. Slider high for 1. Not the first time recently that the Shorebirds have had a no-hit bid pulled on them. 1-0. Sloak last Wednesday against Salem. Shorebirds didn't get their first hit of the game until the 7th, despite having already plated 2 runs to that point. 2-0. Young, a big swing, fouls it back, 2-1. Young is 0-2. He struck out looking and flied to center. Still a good buzz in the ballpark with all the kids out here this morning. 2-1. Fastball finds the outside corner, 2-2. Maybe I just went to the wrong school growing up, but we never had a field trip out to the ballpark. That mean that I never made my way out there during a school day? No, but it's never actually sanctioned. 2-2. Young reaches forward and pops it out of play. Right field side. The count stays even. Outfield shades Young the other way. Winds up, here it comes. And Young shoots it down the right field line, slicing into the Fred Nats bullpen. Drops in foul, and the count's even at 2. We're talking a little bit about some of the Orioles minor league movement here today. Shorebirds had some moves of their own, added 2 new pitchers to the roster as Kelvin LaRoche hit the IL. 2-2. Young again spoils another, pops it out of play, right field side. Stay with the count even. Shorebirds have gone ahead and added Joel Benitez and Angel Vargas to the roster. 2 righties, both pitched in the FCL last year, 21 and 20 respectively. And they subtracted the Roach onto the IL and then lost one other player, 2-2. Young spoils a third straight, up and out of play behind home. Shed Long Jr. had his rehab assignment transferred from the Shorebirds to High A Aberdeen. Oh, weirdest rehab stints I've ever seen. 2-2. And Young finally sends one in play and sends it deep out to right field. Baloney getting pushed back in front of the warning track. Right fielder reels it in. And that's the first out here in the fifth. Still 2-0 Fredericksburg in the fifth. One plate appearance with the Shorebirds. Last Tuesday, got hit on the knee. Same leg that he was trying to rehab. Didn't play again the rest of the week. And now is gone. Shed, we hardly knew you. Brings up Jeremy De La Rosa, 2-for-2. He scored both runs today for the Fred Nats and takes a rip at the first pitch and lofts it high in the air back behind second. Shortstop De Leon calls for it and makes the catch. There's quickly two away here in the fifth. Long right now at 82 pitches, getting pushed into uncharted territory. And right now looking as clean as ever. Dan Hemmer should come on for the sixth, should Long find a way out of this fifth, but he's got to go through Brady House now. Two out, nobody on. Right on right matchup, first delivery. Fastball down and away for ball one. Elsewhere in the O's system, Dean Kramer, currently on the Orioles' injured list, will make a rehab start with Bowie tomorrow. 1-0. Fastball inside, and that got House on the hand. Drops the bat immediately, and thankfully it looks like he's okay. It looks like that might be the final pitch that Ryan Long throws in this game. Had a chance for five, but on his 85th pitch of the contest, Long ends up hitting House. And that'll do it for him as Thomas Girard starting to wander in out of the bullpen. Felipe hasn't made the move for him yet. We'll wait till it's official. Felipe goes out to talk to Ryan, shakes his hand, gives him a tap on the head, had to reach up pretty high. That'll do it for Ryan here today. He leads with a man at first, 2 outs. Thomas Girard coming on. We'll be back with him ready to go on the mound next. Birds down 2-0 in the fifth here in the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mallory Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Mallory Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. With the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman in his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road for 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com. Still in the top of the fifth, it's 2-0 Fredericksburg. They have a man at first and 2 outs as Delmarva makes a tech net call to the bullpen. Thomas Girard replacing Ryan Long. Long goes a season-long 4 2/3 innings. Gave up a season-high 6 hits, but right now on the hook for just 2 runs, 2 earned, didn't walk anybody, and struck out 4. He is responsible for House at first, who he hit with his final pitch of the game. Thomas Girard will try to strand him there. Thomas pitched on Sunday and faced one batter, got 1 out. It was Marcelo Meyer with 2 on and 2 out in 7. Girard faced him, retired him, and that was that. Girard in the season, no record, a 2.51 ERA, 13 strikeouts, 11 walks, 5'11", 190-pound righty. House leads away from first. Brandon Bossier, the batter, in the first pitch, a called strike on the outside corner. Throw to second as House takes off, and it's just late, as Williams from his knees nearly throws out House, but he swipes second. And he's out there with 2 away. The pitch actually missed down and away. Looked like it was a strike. No dice, though, for Girard. Ball one. Bossier has driven in both runs today for the Fred Nats. 1-for-1, sac fly RBI, and a double run driven in there as well. 1-0 is fouled back and out of play, 1-1. House with his first stolen base of the season there. Wanted a little bit of revenge for getting hit by the pitch. Scoring position, 2 outs, 2-0 Fred Nats in the fifth. Girard, 4-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. 1-1. Bossier swings and misses at the changeup down low, 1-2. Thomas, undrafted free agent out of Duke, back in 2020. He's responsible for today is this final out of the fifth. Dan Hammer getting ready out of the bullpen. He'll come on for the sixth. 1-2. Curveball chopped high up the middle. Romero on the backhand. Fields behind the second base bag and throws to first to retire Bossier and end the inning. Nice play by Romero at second. 4-3 putout. Ends the fifth and strands House out at second. We're halfway home. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's 2-0 Fredericksburg here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Bottom of the fifth, Shorebirds still down 2-0 against the Fred Nats, looking for their first hit of the game against Dustin Sines, who has thrown 4 shutout, no hit inning. Batter in the first pitch, he swings and foul, tips it, held on to by Sullivan for strike one. De Leon bounced into a 4-6-3 double play back in the second. And given it was in the news recently, 0-1, De Leon swings and misses, change up in the dirt, 0-2. And the Shorebirds nearly did it before the Cincinnati Reds did. Everybody, of course, talking about this past weekend, the Reds getting no hit and losing 1-0. 0-2. This is outside, 1-2. Well, if you thought the Reds were cool, the Shorebirds almost won up them by scoring multiple runs while still getting no hit. Last Wednesday, Shorebirds didn't get their first hit until the 7th, 1-2. Change up down low, De Leon lays off 2-2. And it was Isaac Baloney's 2-run single in the 7th, which plated runs 3-4 at that point in the game for the Birds as they lost 5-4. 2-2. De Leon, a high fly ball to right, chasing Young back, still going back, and he puts it away for the first out of the inning. Although the flag in center, it's whipping out a little bit towards center. It must be a jet stream up there today, because every time a fly ball has gone up, it's gotten pushed back a good 10 to 15 feet more than I would have expected, and the outfielders aren't really expecting it either. One out, nobody on, and Trenton Craig, the batter, he walked and then was picked off to end the second. First pitch to him. Change up down the middle for strike one. 2-0 Fred Nats, bottom five. Shorebirds still without a hit to this point. Left on right matchup, the 0-1. Fastball just a little bit low. Outside edge, 1-1. Craig quiet stands from the right side. The 1-1. Craig swings and hits one high in the air, deep right center field. De La Rosa racing after it, watches it drill the right center field fence and then come back in play. Throw goes all the way into second, but Craig breaks up the no-hit bid with nearly his first Delmarva homer high off the wall in right center for a two-base hit. And if you weren't convinced that the wind is blowing out super hard up there right now, well, now you know it. Relatively routine fly ball off the bat, and it just kept on going and nearly got out of here. Shorebirds almost got on the board, but will take the two base hit, and that brings up Ryan Higgins, another right-handed batter. First pitch down the dirt, gets away from Sullivan to the backstop, and Craig up to third with one away. Yeah. So the infield plays back here for Fredericksburg. Shorebirds with their best run-scoring opportunity of the game. Down 2-0 here in the fifth. 1-0. Higgins takes on the outside corner, 1-1. Signs set at the letters. Deep breath, fires home. And Higgins fouls it back and out of play, 1-2. Shorebirds, situational hitting-wise, have not been in a good spot over the past week plus. You just look at the extra innings the past couple of games. They didn't score their first run of an extra frame until Bologna's three-run homer on Sunday. That's with a runner out at second and nobody out to start the inning. 1-2. Higgins takes high with a fastball, 2-2. Sines trying to change his eye level there. Guard come back with a changeup down and away. It's been his money pitch today. He struck out three. Walked one, giving up just one hit. Man at third, one out. 2-2 to Higgins. He swings and misses. Back foot breaking ball. Sullivan blocks it, tags out Higgins. And that's the second out here on the fifth. I think Higgins was thinking the same thing I was of the changeup. Sines bends it, though. Punches him out, and there's two away. That brings up Creed Willems. And at third, two out. Willems grounded out to first left matchup. Shortstop House shades up the middle in the first pitch. That hits House, or rather hits Willems, right on the forearm. Barely budged. I think Willems hurt the ball more than it hurt him. And he's aboard at first. Men in the corners now, and two away for Michael Desson. Desson walked his first time up. So no official at-bat yet today. And signs in his first pickle of the contest. Desson, no homer, six driven in. 544 OPS. Signs at 55 pitches through 4 2/3. Looks at first, now fires home. It's down in the dirt, squirts through Sullivan. Here comes Craig from third, the flip to the plate, not in time. It's high of the pitcher, Signs, backed up by the first baseman, Bossier. Wild pitch scores Trenton Craig, and the Birds on the board. It's 2-1 here in the fifth, and Signs, I think, got hurt leaping over the plate. Out comes the trainer, Kirby Kraft, for the Fred Nats, as well as manager Jake Lowry. Signs was crashing in towards home, had to absolutely sky to try to grab the high toss from the catcher, Sullivan. Now hands on his knees. And we'll see what the move is here for the Threadmats. Willems goes up to second on the wild pitch, the second of the inning. Right now he's flexing out that left leg. It's a new baseball from the home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman. Looks like he wants to try to throw a couple of warm-up tossers. Shorebirds have shaved the deficit in half, though. Now have the tying run out at second. Signs a long walk out behind home. Looks like something with his leg, the way he's stretching that out. Let's go into a crow hop to throw. That didn't seem like a good sign there. And as he tried to curl hop and throw now twice, he hasn't let go of the ball. And pitching coach Joel Hanrahan is trying to get the attention of his bullpen to get somebody up and loose. Signs flexing that left foot or that right foot. Manager Jake Lowry going and talking to him, and it seems like Science is going to be taken out of the game. That looks like Brian Pena coming out of the bullpen for the Fred Nats. So we'll actually go ahead and take a little bit of a break here while Pena gets loose out on the mound, because this will take a while. Injury replacement gets all the time he needs. So we'll hit a commercial break. On the other side, we'll have Pena on the bump. Right now, Shorebirds have gotten on the board. It's 2-1 here in the fifth. Creed Willems out at second and two outs with Brian Pena coming on on this tech net called the bullpen. Back on the other side after this, this is Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away at 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a piece of baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include amusement passes and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Del Marva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for game nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back here at Purdue Stadium, we're still in bottom of the fifth after Brian Zines and his technet called the bullpen a bit of an emergency. Called the bullpen for the Fred Nat. Zines trying to cover home plate on a wild pitch. Ends up hurting what seemed like his foot. Tried to give it another go out in the mound. Wasn't able to do so. So he's out. Brian Pena is in. Zines leaves after giving up one run on one hit, four walks, four strikeouts, 4 2/3. And he's still responsible for Creed Willems out at second. Brian Pena, a familiar face, southpaw, pitched last year with the Fred Nats. 6'1", 210 pounds. Faces Michael Desson, who had started the AB against Dustin Zines. So one ball on him, and the 1-0 pitch is down the middle for strike one. Creed Willems is at second. It's now 2-1 Fredericksburg after Trendon Craig scores on the wild pitch. Pena making his eighth appearance of the season. He's 1-0 with a 7.11 ERA. 1-1. Desson, a soft liner. That'll dunk into right field. A base hit. Willems has to be shown the stop sign at third as Young got to it quickly and right. But Desson flares a single the other way. And there's men at the corners with two out for Luis Valdez. Valdez 0-2. He's popped out the second twice now. Switch hitter bats from the right side again. Tying run at third. Go ahead run at first. It's 2-1 Fred Nats, bottom five. Pena from the belt, pitch home, and Valdez swings and hits it in the air to right center. Young a couple steps over, right fielder gets there and makes the play to retire Valdez and end the inning. Shorebirds do push across one, though. Trenton Craig doubles, scores after two wild pitches, and we're on to the sixth. Birds trail it 2-1 now here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing, or look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Birdie Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Birdie Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. Spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. More information about renting a luxury suite, go to Shorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the sixth, it's now a 2-1 game. Shorebirds trailing the Nationals. We got a TechNet call to the bullpen to tell you about. Dan Hammer replaces Thomas Girard, who got the final out in the fifth inning, thus completing Ryan Long's line as he gives up two runs over 4 2/3. Hammer's first pitch is a fastball to Leandro Emiliani, knee high for strike one. Girard faces one batter, gets him to ground out to second as Brandon Bossier. 0-1 to Emiliani. Hammer's fastball misses outside for ball one, so Hammer comes on as the back end of the tandem. 1-2 on the season with a 6.68 ERA. Brady out of University of Pittsburgh, 6-2, 2-10, 1-1. Emiliani slices it out of play down the left field line. Counts 1-2. Hammer goes from the full line, first base side of the rubber. Fastball slider, change up his mix, the 1-2. Fastball runs outside and the count's even at 2. Emiliani won 4-2 in the game. Singled in the first, grounded 2-1 in the third. Hammer holds his glove against his chest, now brings it to his belt. Ball in hand, the 2-2. Backdoor breaking ball misses, and the count's full. Hammer's numbers have regressed to the mean, so to speak, after leaving a lot of base runners on to start his season. He has dealt with a bevy of walks, 22 in 17 innings, 3-2. Emiliani battles, fouls it back, stays alive. 22 walks, 17 innings, 21 strikeouts, 11 hits, 14 runs all earned. Last time out, Hammer actually his fewest walks of the season, walked just 2 against Salem. He gave up 4 runs on 4 hits. Payoff pitch, Emiliani swings and misses. Hammer ratchets it up to 95. To sit him down. Not a bad way to start his afternoon. It's one away. Hammer ended that start against Salem, although he took the loss. First inning, then everything else. Hammer gave up 4 runs on 4 hits in that first, including back-to-back homers, then settled in to throw 3 scoreless after that. Sammy Infante the batter, and first pitch breaking ball is down and in for ball one. 2-1 for Ed Nats, top of the sixth. Hammer, just like Long, seeing Fredericksburg for the first time this season. 1-0. Fastball down the middle, 1-1. Infante 0-2. He's flied to left and to right. Leading the league in homers with 7. Definitely something to be aware of today. Although the flag in center is relatively still, 1-1. Fonte late on the fastball, swings and misses 1-2. If you look at the trees out beyond left field and center field, basically surrounding the ballpark, you can see how much they're rustling and blowing out of the ballpark. For whatever reason, a jet stream has opened up over Purdue Stadium today. 1-2, fastball, can't get the call. Outside corner, looked like it had it. Counts even at 2. Outfield plays Infante deep in the other way. Hammer the windup, here it comes. And Infante swings and pops it up on the infield. Second baseman Romero calling for it. Now backpedaling, makes the grab. As even on infield pop-ups, the wind playing tricks today. But Romero stays with it, and there's two away here in the sixth.
Now my friend asks, number 26, DJ White.
Brings up TJ White, switch hitting outfielder, bats from the left side. Hammer's pitch, change up floats down and away for ball one. And it's been nice to see after the first couple of starts, or outings I should say, for Hammer. He was primarily fastball, but he's mixed in that change up slider, even seen him flip in a few curveballs. 1-0, White swings and misses 1-1. Because at this level, Dan's around the strike zone enough with his fastball, he can get away with it. But seeing the whole pitch mix flourish, certainly a nice touch. 1-1. It's 1-2. White doubled back in the second, was stranded there, and then struck out to lead off the fourth. Bases empty for him in the sixth. 2 outs. 1-2 pitch. And he swings and misses, chases the high fastball, and Hammer comes out of the bullpen with authority, sets down the sign in order, 2 strikeouts. We're on to the last of the sixth. Shorebirds trail 2-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
All right, well, take a look around the
Prime Real Estate to host your next group outing. Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. With the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next out in Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. Spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Birds trailing the Nationals 2-1 here on Tuesday afternoon. It is a gorgeous day. The only thing the Shorebirds need is a lead. Brian Pena comes back out to pitch the sixth, got the final 2 outs in the fifth. Took over for Dustin Sines after he left due to injury. Pena from the stretch with nobody on. Fires home to Noelbert Romero, who swings to the first pitch and fouls it back. Now to play for strike one. Romero 0-2, struck out and bounced back to the mound. The line on Sines now over an official, 0-1. Romero, cue ball down the first base line. It'll get by the first baseman Bossier and go towards the corner. Cut off by the right fielder Young. Cut off on the throw to second. Here it comes, not in time. Romero barely in ahead of the relay throw. But he gets himself a two-base hit, and the Birds have the tying run out at second to begin the sixth. Oh, that was dicey from Romero.
Number two.
late slide. Surprised the second baseman Pena cut off that throw from Young. It was a good one. Young did a great job in right, getting that baseball quickly, getting it back in. But Romero, the two base hit. Fourth double of the season. He's out there for Daryl Hernandez. First pitch. Hernandez takes, called strike, change up top of the zone for strike one. Pena, fastball, cutter, curveball, changeup. Lefty comes set at the belt. Looks to second. Here's the pitch. And Hernandez takes up and away for ball one. Shorebird saw a good deal of Pena last season. Spent the entire year with Fredericksburg. Was 1-3 with a 6.50 ERA in 73 and a third frames. 1-1. Hernandez fouls it back. Got a pitch to hit. Couldn't square it up though. It's 1-2. Romero, the tying run out at second. 2-1 Fredericksburg in the sixth. Outfield straight away. 1-2. Hernandez off the hands. Shoots it foul out of play. Right field side. 1-2. Still 1-2 on Hernandez. Pena looked to second, deals home. And it's up and away. Changeup slipped out of his hands. And the count's 2-2. Break-even pitch. Hernandez goes up the ladder and pops it out of play. Right field side. Still two balls, two strikes. Hernandez trying to find his groove again. He, against Salem, snapped it last Saturday with a two-run homer. Also had an RBI single. 2-2. Hernandez goes out of the zone and fouls it back and out of play. Close enough that he had to protect. Just a little bit more swing and miss from Hernandez of late. He's finally cooled off after a first-month stretch where he was hitting about .333. 2-2. High for ball three. Hernandez with a great at-bat here has worked it full. What more can you say about Darryl? There's six homers in 26 games to start this season, already matching his output from last season. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the cutter. 79 outside half. Hernandez can't connect, and there's one away. Big first down for Pena, with Romero still out at second. Brings up Isaac Bologna, hero from Sunday. Trying to do it again here on Tuesday. Romero at second, the tying run, one out in the sixth. Romero takes off for third, the pitch high and tight, the throw to third a little high, and Romero dives in safe. Headlong die, and Fonte couldn't hold on to the tag anyways. And Romero, a daring steal of third. That's just Noel Burt's fourth stolen base of the season. And even with a left-handed batter at the plate, he's able to take third. Infield comes in now for the Fred Nats. Pitch missed Bologna, so it's 1-0. The pitch. Bologna swings and foul tips it at the plate, 1-1. Isaac said on the pregame show today, he doesn't actually exactly like these big, tense moments. Prefers to work in the shadows. But when it comes time for this stuff, he knows how to settle his heart rate, look for one pitch in one spot. Infield in for Fredericksburg. We're one out, bottom six. Man at third, the tying run. Pitch home, Bologna, a big cut and a miss. 1-2. Pena ready. Down the hill, the 1-2. And Bologna, another high drive. Deep, it's gone. Isaac Bologna does it again. This time in the sixth, a two-run shot gives the Birds the lead 3-2, his fifth of the season. 397 for Isaac Bologna. He hits the walk-off homer on Sunday, and now here today in the sixth, he's clutch once more. Just a hanging breaking ball in the inside corner, and Bologna tattooed it out to right. Brings up Isaac De Leon, who takes in the dirt for ball one. So now 3-2 Shorebirds, Isaac Bologna in some kind of groove. 1-0. De Leon takes up and away for ball two. And not only that, given his exploits back on Sunday, it's a left-on-left matchup there for Bologna. Evidently pretty comfortable. 2-0. De Leon takes on the inside corner, 2-1. Isaac 0-2 today. The 2-1 late on the fastball, fouls it back and out of play.
Attention.
2-2.
You are a student of Seaford Middle. Please return to your seats. Seaford Middle students, please return to your seats.
3-2 Shorebirds, last of the sixth. One out, nobody on. Pena trying to bounce back the Fred Nats. The pitch. Fastball is high, and the count's full. Given how much Sines was coasting in this game, him leaving due to injury, a huge factor. And then out on top of it, he probably could have gone 6 or 7 today. So Pena trying to make up the ground. 3-2. And De Leon, a high fly ball to center. This will get pushed all the way out to medium deep center field, where De La Rosa makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Brings up Trenton Craig. Doubled off the right center field wall his last time up. Now 3-2 Birds, bottom six. Left on right matchup. Pena the stretch with nobody on. And the first pitch home. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Craig takes, it's outside, 1-1. Now Dan Hammer gets to work with a lead, and we'll see how the Shorebirds react to Bologna's big moment. Craig swings and misses late on the fastball, 1-2. Way high. Slips out of Pena's hand there. 71. Lobbed up above the strike zone. Fastball up and in, and Trenton Craig has worked it full. Like we said, the Shorebirds, not many of them have seen Pena, but he pitched against Delmarva last season. That was a different Shorebirds offense, one that led the league in runs basically wire to wire. 3-2. Craig, a soft liner down the right field line. That drops in just foul. First base umpire Charlie Welling was right on top of it. The win nearly helped Craig out there to another two-base hit. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, 3-2 Birds in the sixth. Pena readies up his payoff pitch, and Craig checks his swing just off the inside corner. Able to work the walk with two away. Nice at-bat from Trenton Craig. He stays perfect on the day. And he's aboard for Ryan Higgins. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Joel Hanrahan, as the Fred Nats bullpen springs to life. Orlando Ribalta up and on his feet. Well, we have the break in the action. go ahead and look at the Carolina League scoreboard. Obviously, there's not much to tell you. Shorebirds and Frenettes, the only day game today, but the rest of the series that are starting out this week, here's what's on tap. Fayetteville is visiting Kannapolis. Carolina playing host to Down East. Big series in the Southern Division. Charleston and Augusta in the pace at the top. Trail Charleston by just a game out of second place. Salem at home against the Lynchburg. And Myrtle Beach against Columbia, best team in the league versus the second worst. Meeting on the mound adjourns. And now Higgins bats with a man at first and two outs. One of the funny things with the wind blowing out today like it is, today is actually the anniversary. Higgins, right-handed batter. And a move over to first, Craig backstanding. Craig was picked off by the lefty Sines back in the second. Today's the anniversary of the famous Phillies-Cubs game at Wrigley Field back in 1979 that ended 23-22. First pitch to Higgins. Fastball misses in for ball one. Phillies winning. Mike Schmidt hit four homers. One of the wildest games we'll ever see. Phillies had at one point like a 21-8 lead before the Cubs came back. 1-0. Fastball tails outside for ball two. Absolute classic of a ball game. Typically, you only see that kind of thing out at Wrigley anymore. Stay at Purdue Stadium. It's only a 3-2 game. This wind could play factors late. 2-0. Fastball misses at the top of the zone, and it's 3-0 on Higgins. 0-2 today, a fly out to right and a strikeout. Higgins watches it fly down the middle for strike one. Pretty aggressive take. What I mean by that, looked like Higgins was on the pitch the entire way. Trying to give himself the green light there. So 3-1 the count, Craig at first. Here it comes. And Higgins takes high ball four, back-to-back walks from Pena. With two away here in the sixth, they have extended the inning. Two out, Shorebirds already leading 3-2. Willems walked against Dustin Sines, ended up being the final batter that Sines faced. Willems grounded out to first, back in the third. Infield plays him to pull. Third baseman Infante stays close to the bag as Willems takes the first pitch inside for ball one. Creed, a two-hit game back on Sunday, a RBI triple and two-run homer. Trying to follow it up here today on Tuesday. 1-0. Breaking ball, can't snatch the outside corner. It's 2-0. Hitters count for Willems. The 2-0. Big swing and a miss. Got a challenge fastball, couldn't connect. It's 2-1. Willems, prodigious power coming out of high school. Word on the street was he had a draft workout at Camden Yards, put on a show, which convinced the O's to draft him. The pitch down and away, fastball can't find the edge. It's 3-1. Willems peppering the warehouse out in right field was the rumor. He's got one home run in his career now after Sunday. 3-1. Big swing as he skies it out to left. TJ White, the left fielder, has no clue where it is. It's back on the infield, and the second baseman, Pena, makes the call on the catch out beyond second for the final out of the inning. TJ White off the bat had no clue where it was, and neither did I. But Pena puts it away for the final out of the frame. Isaac Bologna, though, a two-run homer, vaults the Birds in front. We go to the seventh. Shorebirds lead it 3-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
All right, we have Sherman's workbook once again. If you have a workbook out there, get out and search the Sherman's spelling page. Like my friend here said, I'm going to name three letters. He's going to tell me something that starts with those letters that he sees here at the ballpark. All right, well, here's Sherman's alphabet.
What do you see when you come to our Lady Bird Stadium that starts with a B? Sounds right to me. Baseball. How about a G?
Grass is correct.
With America's Pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the seventh, Shorebirds working with a lead for the first time today. They're on top of the Nationals 3-2. Fastball at the top of the zone, belt high. 2-1, took a little something off that one there, just 88 from Hammer. That got it up to 95 in the sixth. The pitch, fastball popped out of play down the right field line, and the count's even at 2. Sullivan doing the catching today for the Fred Nats. 2-2. Reaches forward and fouls it back. Count still level at 2. Played his college ball down at USF. 56 games last year with the Bulls. One homer, 22 driven in. Hammer's pitch. And Sullivan tried to check his swing, but he went around. Fastball riding high and tight. And Hammer with 3 strikeouts for his first 4 outs out of the bullpen.
Now batting for Fred Nats, the Buffalo Wild Wings came in of the game, Viondel Pena.
Brings up Viondel Pena. Switch hitter is 0-2. Not many have been able to keep him under wraps this season, hitting .317. First pitch. It's down the dirt for ball one. Pena, who homered all the 4 times last season in 78 games, already on 3 this year, as he swings at the 1-0 and laces it out to right. Baloney backpedaling is able to spear it at the tip of his cap as that ball was drilled. But Baloney flags it down for the second out of the inning. Every ball up in the air here at this point, kind of holding my breath, seeing where it's going to end up. Brings up Jacob Young, top of the order for Fredericksburg. He's 0-3. Takes his time, gets into the box. Hammer ready to work out on the mound. Full windup, here it comes. And he fires the fastball straight to the backstop for ball one. Right on right matchup. Willem sets up down and away the pitch. Breaking ball's there. Outside corner, 1-1. Young had a great start to his season, actually against the Shorebirds. A couple of triples, 1-1. Swing and a miss, chased the slider down and away. And the count's 1-2. He's now got 4 triples in the season, and if memory serves, I think he hit 3 of them against Delmarva. Looking at his career stats, those were his first professional triples, and he actually didn't hit one until his final year at college. 1-2, fastball misses outside, 2-2. He hit 3 his final year at Florida. The 2 years prior, no 3 base hits. For a guy with his speed, that's a little surprising. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. It's 3-2 Birds in the seventh. The pitch. Young, a tapper right at the second baseman Romero. He waits back on it, throws to first. It's high, pulls Higgins off the bag, and the inning continues. Young hustles down the line, reaches on the error, and the seventh inning continues. Throw just sailed on Romero. Took his time, kind of side wound it over to first.
Now back to Fred Nats, number 21, Jeremy Dale Rosen.
And now the tying run at first with two outs for Jeremy De La Rosa. Those are the kind of errors you have to avoid. First pitch, Young runs. De La Rosa takes a called strike. The throw to second, not in time. As Young in there, well ahead of the throw. It's a solid toss from Willems. But Young, just too good of a jump. Steals his 15th of the season. He's only been caught once. And now the tying run in scoring position for the Fred Nats here in the seventh. De La Rosa's driven in 30 on the season, top five in the league. Now to the mound goes the catcher Creed Willems to go over some signs. And maybe calm Hammer down a little bit after Romero's error. I'm thinking maybe that throw sailed on Romero because of arm slide he threw it from or the wind. Oh. In either case, the tying run at second with the Fred Nats, 3-2 Shorebirds in the seventh. It's 0-1 on De La Rosa, who's 2-for-3 today. The pitch takes on the outside corner, 0-2. Fastball finds the zone. Hammer trying to work around the two-out error. Strand the tying run at second. It's 0-2. De La Rosa takes up and in, nearly got him on the hands. 1-2. Hammer leans in for the sign. Righty from the first base side of the rubber, set at the belt. Fires home, and De La Rosa off the hand, sends it into left. Craig comes racing in, settles under it, and makes the catch to retire the side in the seventh. Hammer strands the two-out error out at second, and we go to the bottom of the seventh. It's time to stretch. Shorebirds on top, 3-2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specially alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days at the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to shorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the seventh, Shorebirds with a 3-2 lead. Hope you had a good stretch. And Fred Nats stretch a little deeper into their bullpen as they tap Orlando Ribalta on this tech net called the bullpen to replace Brian Pena. Pena, who came on in relief of the injured Dustin Sines, goes an inning and a third, allows two runs on three hits, two walks, one strikeout. Right now, his name is attached to the loss. Michael DeSone, the first to face Ribalta. Tall righty, 6'7", 245 out of Cuba. Comes set at the belt. His first pitch. Fastball top of the zone for a called strike. Ribalta took the loss back on Sunday against Kannapolis. 0-1. DeSone, a warm burner right at the second baseman, Pena, who gets a room service hop and throws to first. Retire DeSone to start off Ribalta's outing from the pen. Lineup flips the top in Luis Valdez. Ribalta gave up two runs on three hits, two walks, two strikeouts against Kannapolis on Sunday, taking the loss in that. And ballers. Or check that, that was Tyler Schaaf, beg your pardon. Ribalta, reading the wrong bio, I thought it would have been strange that he pitched today. Switch hitter Valdez now at the plate, top of the order. For the Shorebirds, takes down low for ball one. Ribalta's last outing, scoreless, ending in a third, one walk, three strikeouts, back on the 13th against Kannapolis. Valdez 0-for-3 at the plate. The 1-0 misses up and away for ball two. Third baseman Infante in on the grass at third. Revolta on the season making his 11th appearance. 11 innings, 14 strikeouts, 8 walks. No wins, 1 loss, a 7.36 ERA. The pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball three. Revolta. 3-pitch mix, fastball, slider, changeup. 3-0 on Valdez. Here's the pitch. Taking on the outside corner, 3-1. Ribalta spent last year in the, last year. One of those mornings, I tell you. Last year down the FCL, 3-1, down and in. Valdez has to skip out of the way and heaves his bat to the dugout as he draws the walk. And now his sights set on swiping second. Say that 5 times fast. Ribalta in the FCL last year, 1-1 with a 4.24 ERA. 17 innings, struck out 17. Now to Albert Romero. Valdez at first, 1-0. Ribalta the set, pitch home. Fastball misses up and in for ball one. Valdez, the Birds' best base stealer, 14-for-17, although he was thrown out trying to take third on Sunday. Valdez runs, Romero checks his swing, the pitch is high, the throw to second, not in time. Short hopped on the second baseman, Pena couldn't pick it, kept it in front though, and Valdez with his 15th stolen base of the season. It's top three in the league coming into today. Romero 1-for-3, he doubled leading off the sixth, came around to score after he stole third. 2-0. Fastball way high for ball three. Three-oh delivery. Romero taking all the way. It's down the middle for strike one. Right on right matchup, Ribalta. Short leg kick, the pitch home, and Romero swings and misses. Couldn't time up the 92 on the outside corner. And the count's now full. Full count, man at second, one out. It's 3-2 Birds, bottom seven. Payoff pitch. And Romero swings and fouls it back over our heads onto the roof of the press box. Count remains full. Valdez leads away from second to 3-2, up and in, as Romero does a little matrix style, falls back. Boyd's getting hit. Second walk for Ribalta out of the pen. And there's men at first and second with one out for Darryl Hernandez. Hernandez 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts and a fly out to right. Just 3 hits in the series last week against Salem, 3-for-23. Trying to find his groove again. Hands held high from the right side, here it comes. And he swings and hits it high in the air, out of play. Third base side, strike one. And with the speed currently on the bases, Valdez at second, Romero at first, maybe a thought of a double steal. Shorebirds want to get greedy. They lead it by one, bottom seven. Game one of the six-game series. 0-1. Breaking ball, sprayed foul. Right field side by Hernandez. It's 0-2. Pitch. Hernandez chops it high on the ground to third, leaping for it. Infante gloves, throws to second, but it's off of Pena's glove and rattles away from him towards the line. Valdez comes in to score, and on the error, the Shorebirds have a 2-run lead. It's 4-2 here in the seventh. Taylor made double play ball. Infante, a good feed to Pena at second, and he had the ball just go straight through his gloves. Romero stays at second. Hernandez safe aboard at first on the fielder's choice. But Valdez scores, and now there's two on and one out for Isaac Bologna. 4-2 Birds now trying to open it up, the pitch. And Bologna, a bouncing ball right back up the middle behind the bag. The shortstop House Field steps on the base, throws to first to double up Bologna and end the inning. 6-3, nicely turned by House. But the Birds get one on the error by Vian Del Pena. We're on to the eighth. Shorebirds doubling up the Fred Nats 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
I love this guy. What's your name? You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this really
Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club of the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome Fabian for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the Woots. The good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzz warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth, Shorebirds now leading it 4-2 over the Fred Nats. Error from Vian Del Pena at second, unable to glove a double play opportunity as the first pitch to Brady House comes in from Dan Hammer, and it's inside for ball one. While Luis Valdez to speed around the bases and score. 3-4-5 to up for the Fred Nats against Hammer, who has thrown two scoreless out of the pen. House 1-for-2, singled, lined out, and been hit by a pitch, and now he drills the 1-0 pitch out to deep left center, and that baby is gone. Brady House with a line shot out to left center gets it back to a one-run game as House solo homer leads off the eighth. It's 4-3. House with his third homer of the season. Now, something I was a little surprised by coming into the series, House hitting extremely well, over 300. But his power hadn't yet really shown up to the extent where he thought it would. It's there. It is definitely there. First pitch now to Brandon Bossier is a hard grounder to second. Romero to his left glove spins and throws to retire Bossier for the first out here in the eighth.
Number 18, Leandro
Emiliani. Brings up Leandro Emiliani. He's 1-for-3. Good news is for Hammer, it's happened all so quickly here in the frame. His pitch count hasn't taken a turn for the worse. Right now at 37 pitches through 2 1/3. Emiliani left-handed batter. It's a one-run game. Emiliani swings and misses 1-1. Emiliani, left-handed batter, open stance, the 1-1. Hammer's fastball misses outside for ball two. Hammer has had trouble with the gopher ball after basically avoiding allowing a run his first couple of outings. Now over his past four appearances, he's given up four homers. 2-1. Emiliani pops it up off the hands into shallow right. Second baseman Romero calling for it, and he makes the catch over his head for the second out here in the eighth. And with where Hammer's pitch count is looking, it looks like he should be given the opportunity to close this thing out. Brings up Sammy Infante. And Infante can tie this game with one swing, leading the league in homers with seven. It's 4-3 Shorebirds, bottom of the eighth. Delmarva still with just four hits. First pitch. Slider on the outside corner for strike one. That was the big story all of last week. Shorebirds didn't get more than five hits in a game until Sunday. 0-1. Infante tries to check his swing. They appeal to first and no swing. One ball, one strike. Wind up, here it comes. Picture perfect slider, outside black, 1-2. One-two pitch. Fastball misses outside, and the count's even at two. One-run game again. Brady House's third homer of the season. Two-two on its way from Hammer. And Infante takes inside, and the count runs full. Hammer has not walked a batter yet in this game. He hasn't had any outing this season, where he's managed to avoid the free throw. Two on Infante here, two outs, top of the eighth. Payoff pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. Infante tries to check his swing. He went around. Willems picks up the ball, fires it to first, completes the strikeout, and the inning is over. Hammer bounces back nicely after the solo homer to kick off the inning. But House's shot to start the frame makes it a one-run game again. Go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Delmarva up 4-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Jelly, voice of the Shorebirds. Follow all the Shorebirds as you are anywhere all the time. Hold on to MILB.com. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone. Visit the Shorebirds broadcast page and purchase your MILB.com today. The also has the stream with Sam Jelly on the call. Vote for the away for what are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There's a weekend in July when the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Adventure Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience for your family and friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th, with this year, Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Koch, Manny Noso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and Dave Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the eighth, Shorebirds with a 4-3 lead over the Nationals after Brady House, the solo homer in the top of the eighth, cuts it back to a one-run game. Orlando Ribalta back to work. His first pitch to Isaac De Leon is in the dirt for ball one. These morning starts, people, I tell you, I feel good at first, and then as the sleepless night starts to catch up with me, fastball misses down low for ball two. And the game wanes on. It was a three-hour game. I'm not sure I'd get through it. De Leon 0 for 3. Ribalta's 2-0. And De Leon, a high drive out to left, chasing White back onto the warning track. He looks up. It's gone. A solo homer for Isaac De Leon, the answer to Brady House. And it's a two-run lead again for the Shorebirds. They're up 5-3 here in the eighth. 391 for De Leon off the second set of ads beyond the wall. His second long ball of the season. And there's that jet stream acting up again. We said it might have the factor late, and it certainly has. House homers, now De Leon homers. It's a two-run game. First pitch to Trendon Craig is on the outside corner for strike one. Craig, perfect on the day, a double, two walks, takes down and away for ball one. And one thing I have to see, if the Shorebirds have one yet or not, but at the Orioles team store at Camden Yards, might have seen this, 1-1. Craig, a line shot out of play, right field side, it's 1-2. The Orioles have started selling the chain that the team uses whenever somebody makes a big play or hits a homer. It's got these big links on it. Orange, shiny links as the 1-2 breaking ball over Craig's head to the backstop, 2-2. And it's got this huge O's logo. You know, the classic O on the bottom of the chain. It is absolutely spectacular. Well, they've started to sell it in the team store. I kind of wonder whether or not Birds end up with one here. 2-2. Craig swings and hits one high in the air down the right field line. Right fielder Young towards his own bullpen makes the play in fair territory for the first down here in the eighth. Craig retired for the first time today. Now Ryan Higgins, one out, nobody on. It's 5-3 Delmarva, last of the eighth. Shorebirds answering Grady House's solo homer with Isaac De Leon's. First pitch, fastball down the middle for strike one. Two shortstops going at it, both oversized shortstops, if you will. De Leon standing in at 6'3", House, of course, at 6'4". 0-1. Breaking ball is spiked into the backstop, 1-1. Higgins 0-2, he walked his last time up in the sixth. For ball to the stretch with nobody on, deals home. And Higgins fouls it back and out of play, 1-2. Higgins able to lay off breaking ball in the dirt. And the count's level at two. Pitch, and it just ended up straight up drilling Jalen Goodman right in the mask. You don't see that too often. But deflected off of Sullivan's mitt and then straight into Goodman's mask. So he's good to go. He'll stay in the game. He's got a smile on his face. It's all right. It's a 1-0 count on Willems, 2 out, nobody on. Shorebirds up 5-3 here in the 8th. From Ribalta. And Willems way out in front of the breaking pitch. 1-1. Infield plays Willems to pull. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Same breaking ball, this time back foot. 1-2. Creed chokes up on the bat. It's a good squat at the plate. The pitch. He swings and pounds it into the ground right side by the sliding Pena out in shallow right field. Second baseman can't flag it down, and Willems able to guide it into right for a base hit. Pena was playing him to pull, but evidently not enough. He ended up in shallow right, went to a slide, had it go by him. And that brings up Michael Deson, who's 1-for-2 today. 9-hole hitter. Top of the order on deck. 5-3 Birds in the 8th, the first pitch. Deson, a bouncing ball to the middle by the dive of Pena again and on into center. Laid out fully beyond the second base bag. De La Rosa gets it in, back-to-back two-out singles. And now Luis Valdez has a chance with two on and two out. Now the Fred Nats bullpen will spring to action, just in case Ribalta has any more trouble. And pitching coach Joel Hanrahan will make an impromptu visit. So Shorebirds in the inning have gone homer, fly out, ground out, single, single. Chance to add a little bit more insurance before we go to the ninth. It's the bottom of the order due up for Fredericksburg once we get there, 7, 8, and 9. Fred Nats a deeper lineup than most. And Hammer has popped. Looks like he's going out to the bullpen to continue to throw a little bit more here as this inning has taken a little bit of time. So two on, two out. Valdez switch hitter bats from the left side. First pitch, he swings and misses for strike one. Luis walked off of Ribalta in the seventh. Stole second, then came in to score. Marlon Perez getting loose out in the pen for the Frednats. 0-1. It's down low for ball one. It's evidently Frednat trying to use as many lefties as they can today. Perez, southpaw out in the pen. For ball two, righty on the mound is pitch home. And Valdez takes outside for ball two. Wilhelm's at second. Dayson at first. In outfield plays deep due to the wind. Infield plays Valdez to pull the pitch. And Luis, a bouncing ball towards the hole left side on the back end. The shortstop, that's not Brady House out there. That's Yoander Rivera. And he fields and throws to second to get the force out on Dayson and end the inning. Brady House left the game at the start of the inning. Strange stuff. We go to the ninth. Shorebirds lead it 5-3 thanks to Isaac De Leon solo homer here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebird ball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. To take in your next Shorebirds game in style, enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the ninth, Shorebirds back to a two-run lead. They lead it 5-3 over the Frednats. Isaac De Leon, a solo homer in the eighth, providing the insurance here. And Dan Hammer will try to cash it in and lock down this win. First pitch to T.J. White in the ninth is a changeup up high for ball one. 7-8-9 for the Frednats, White, Sullivan, and Pena. White 1-for-2 with a 1-for-3 rather with a double back in the second. 1-0. Good changeup this time. Floats onto the outside corner, 1-1. And like we were saying at the end of the bottom of the eighth, Brady House lifted from the game, evidently after his homer. Strange stuff. 1-1. Breaking ball down and in for ball two. That most certainly was not Brady House making that play to end that inning. That was Yoander Rivera. So should House's spot come up here in the inning, he would be the sixth man to hit. 2-1. White swings and misses. 2-2. That would be Rivera to hit. 2-2 on White leading off the nine. Hammer from the first base side of the rubber offers home, and White swings and misses. Strikes him out for the second time today. And there's one away here in the ninth. Hammer with five punch outs here in the afternoon. 15, ties a season high. Brings up Jake Sullivan. 0-for-3, the Frednats catcher. Shorebirds looking for back-to-back wins for just the third time this season. First pitch. Breaking ball on the inside corner for strike one. Oh, one delivery. Curveball on the inside corner. Hammer flips it in. It's 0-2. Dan, a touch at the rosin bag. Flanders from the back of the mound, now on top. 0-2 on Sullivan. One out, top nine. It's 5-3 Delmarva. The pitch. It's fouled back and out of play. 1-2. I was just open here. Wind still blowing heavy out to center. 0-2. Sullivan fouls off another. Straight back over the netting into the sweet level. And with the wind the way it is, all Fredericksburg needs to do is get a runner on. After that, you never know what could happen today. 0-2. Fastball is low, 1-2. Wind up in the 1-2 down the hill. Sullivan lines it into right field to base it over the head of Romero. Now Baloney boots the ball out in right. Sullivan around first, and he'll be into second with a slide. So no double play opportunity either now for the Shorebirds, as Baloney had that ball crawl up his arm, and Sullivan takes an extra 90 feet. He's out at second with one out, and the tying run at the plate in the form of Vian Del Pena. Top of the order on deck. Pena 0-for-3, switch hitter, bats from the left side. He lined out to right his last time up off of Hammer. The pitch. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. Shorebirds have played extra innings back-to-back games, both times 11. Trying to avoid it here on Tuesday. 0-1. And Pena, a one-hopper right at Romero at second. Shuffle step to his left. Throws to first, a touch high, but Higgins keeps a foot on the bag to retire Pena. Sullivan goes to third, and the Fred Nats are down to their final out. Hammer will have to go through Jacob Young, leadoff man. He's 0-for-4. Delmarva leading it 5-3 here in the ninth. Trying to pick up back-to-back wins. Hammer from the stretch, man at third, two outs. Here it comes. Young shows bunt, draws it back, and the pitch misses outside for ball one. Hernandez at third playing back of the bag, and Young, quite astutely, realizes if he can get on, he's the tying run, easily steals second, and then De La Rosa hits with men aboard. 1-0. Young fouls it back, 1-1. Three runs, eight hits, one error for the Fred Nats. Five runs, seven hits, two errors for the Shorebirds. Sullivan at third, two outs, top of the nine. The 1-1. Fastball called, strike two. Just grabs the bottom of the zone. Young staring a little in disbelief. And the count's 1-2. Hammer to the back of the mound, grabs the rosin bag, now on top of the hill. Man at third, two outs. One ball, two strikes. Top of the ninth. Two-run game. Here it comes. And Young hits a warm burner right at Romero at second. He gobbles it up, fires it to first, retires Young, and the ball game is over. The Shorebirds with back-to-back wins with a come-from-behind 5-3 victory here on Tuesday afternoon. Your final score, it's Delmarva 5 and Fredericksburg 3. We'll go ahead, take a break, and on the other side, we'll hit you with the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Your final here on Tuesday afternoon. It's the Shorebirds 5 and the Fred Nats 3. This has been Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Birdie Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to Shorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph card and lanyard, discount at the flop shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Purdue Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds with a 5-3 win over the Fredericksburg Nationals to kick off their week and kick off this Tuesday morning. It's another solid win. Can't believe I'm saying that for the Delmarva Shorebirds. As they come from behind, trailed 2-0 early, able to score late, score often as they plated runs in each of their final four trips to the plate, and come away with a 5-3 win. How'd this one play out? Well, like we said, it was Fredericksburg up early. Jeremy De La Rosa doubled in the first, singled to third by Brady Helms, then Brandon Bossier, a sack fly, made it 1-0. Bossier, again, RBI double in the third, made it 2-0. Shorebirds clawed one back in the bottom of the fifth, as Trenton Craig scored on a wild pitch after doubling with one out in the frame. Shorebirds then took the lead in the sixth, Isaac Pavone with a two-run homer out to right, continuing his heroics from back on Sunday. Shorebirds added another in the seventh, Luis Valdez scoring on an error. Frednats tried to turn two, Viondel Pena dropped the baseball out at second, and Valdez came in to score. Brady House got it back to a one-run game for the Frednats in the eighth, solo homer his third of the season, but Isaac De Leon answered with a solo shot of his own, kicking off the bottom of the eighth to bring us to our final line score at 5-3. Your final line score, by the way, for Fredericksburg, 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, they strand 7. Delmarva, 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, they strand 8. Dan Hammer picks up the win. Brian Pena the loss. Hammer now 2-2, Pena 1-1. We started at 11:07. We finished at 1:32 for a time of game of 2 hours. And 35? Yep, that's 35 minutes. Attendance says somewhere 2,000 plus with the amount of kids that we had here at the ballpark today. Hammer and picking up the win. He went 4 innings, allowed just 1 run on 2 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts, as I will have to check. But I think today is the first time the Shorebirds pitching staff did not issue a walk. Hats off to the guys on the mound today for the Birds. Ryan Long went 4 2/3, gave up 2 runs, 6 hits, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Thomas Girard, a third of an inning to bridge the gap. Brian Pena takes the loss. He went inning and a third, gave up 2 runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, 1 strikeout after Dustin Sines went the first 4 2/3, allowing just a run on a hit, but left due to injury after covering the plate on Trenton Craig when he scored on the wild pitch. Go ahead and get you a scoreboard update. Not really a scoreboard update to give you. Nobody else is playing in the world or the realm where you care about. So, quickly, we'll tell you. Norfolk plays at 6:35 today at Charlotte. Grayson Rodriguez gets the start. Bowie plays host to Hartford. Ryan Watson on the hill for the Bay Sox. And Aberdeen at home against Rome. Carolina League, we told you those matchups, they won't get going until 6 p.m. today. Kannapolis and Fayetteville, 7 p.m. Down East Carolina, Augusta, Charleston, Lynchburg, Salem, and Myrtle Beach, Columbia. Here from Salisbury, it's a 5-3 win for the Shorebirds with the win. Delmarva improves to 11-23 in the season, just 8.5 games back. Don't let the Birds get hot of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Birds are now 4-12 here at home. The first time this year they have won back-to-back games here at the friendly confines, as they have won now 2 in a row. Fredericksburg, they fall to 19-14, still leading the Northern Division here in the Carolina League, but they could see their lead trimmed down to 1 should Lynchburg win here today. Fredericksburg falls to 10-5 on the road, and they have lost two games in a row. That's everything you need to know from today, so let's go ahead and turn the page to tomorrow. Back to a normal time, 7:05. Shorebirds and Fred Nats. Connor Grady on the hill for Delmarva. He is 1-2 with a 7.71 ERA. Brian Caceres on the mound for the Fred Nats. Caceres 3-1 with a 4.50 ERA for Fredericksburg. 7:05 first pitch. We'll talk to you at 6. Tough there. Didn't. Standard 7:05 first pitch. 6:50 for the pregame show. As always, as we wrap up our broadcast here today, big thank you from me to you for tuning in to this afternoon/morning's broadcast. Hope was able to make your work day or your lunch break a little bit more enjoyable here this afternoon. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium that helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow at 6:50, your final score here this afternoon. Shorebirds with their second win in a row. They topple the Fredericksburg Nationals 5-3. Until tomorrow, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.